iPhone theft is up 40% from last year. D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier says smartphone theft is the fastest rising criminal issue she has seen in a long time. Joining us live to talk more about this, CBS News technology consultant Larry Maggott. Now, Larry, good morning. We know there's a database of stolen phones and tablets that is being built, and it will make these phones worthless to thieves, but why is it going to take a year and a half to get this thing implemented?
Well, the cellular companies and the government didn't come to an agreement until April of this year. So it took a long time to get the ball rolling. And there is some progress. AT&T has been working on it, and apparently in June, I don't know if they released it, but they certainly made some progress, and there were some stories about how they were launching some databases. Verizon does have some stuff out there. Right now, though, it's mostly up to the consumer to make sure you have software installed on your phone that can track it if it's lost. And there is software. I think a lot of people heard there was a famous story of a New York Times columnist who lost his phone. I think it was in Connecticut, and he used the Find My Phone feature on the iPhone to track it down. And indeed, it was found in someone's backyard, and the police recovered it. And I've actually recovered a lost phone. Now, it's a little different with a stolen phone because a very, very smart thief can disable some of this technology.
Right.
So there are databases out there. If your phone is lost or stolen, definitely try to report the numbers, and they may or may not be able to find them. But what they're going for is a consistent national database, and that's what this legislation or what this agreement is, where all of the companies will have a very consistent system, and the government and law enforcement will have access and hopefully make it easier to disable phones that are stolen and track down and get them back to the rightful owners, but at least discourage thieves from stealing them because they'll know they won't be of any use.
How did the phone companies get away for so long without being accountable when it seemed like they were tacitly approving of or at least poo-pooing the theft of these phones?
Well, it just wasn't the kind of pressure coming from the government and from consumers. Now, what was happening, of course, is if a phone was stolen, you wouldn't be able to set it back up on the same account. So if you lost your Verizon phone or it was stolen, another person couldn't get it on Verizon or AT&T, but they shipped them overseas and they got them out of their cellular. So there was and still is a secondary market for stolen phones. And so the whole idea is to get rid of that secondary market, make it known that these phones are useless, kind of like what's happened with the car audio system. If you steal an audio system from a modern car, that's pretty useless because you won't be able to activate that on a new car. They're trying to do the same thing with phones.
What happens to these stolen phones? Where do they go?
A lot of them go overseas, especially the GSM phones. An AT&T phone or a T-Mobile phone, you can just take that to any country, pop a SIM card in, and you're good to go. So there's a very high resale market on those phones, which is why when it comes to the AT&T and T-Mobile, it's really important to have that database. A little harder with the Verizon and Sprint, but still there are ways to make those useful in other parts of the world.
Well, thank goodness for the Find My Phone software, and shame on the companies for taking so long to allow themselves to be held accountable.
And I've used that software, and it does work.
Yeah. Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
CBS News technology consultant Larry Maggott.